Well, hello people, it's Solomon here. Yes, that's correct, I can talk posh if I want to. But I'd rather just talk like this, actually, normally. Has wokeness had its day? Have people seen wokeness destroy pretty much everything it touches? And have had enough of it? There are some little signs that people are fed up with wokeness. I think wokeness has got so ridiculous now. And I think some of the wokies are even thinking, hang about. And now you have some of these femon writers writing stories or writing comics and writing films and directing them. But there's no diversity in them because they're all about femons. And the modern femons, and even before, are so far up their own asses, so entitled and living in such a little bubble of their own, that when they write characters in comics or films or even books, generally, this femon will have no flaws whatsoever. And the reason for that is because the writer believes in her mind she has no flaws herself. And it must be hard to write on paper or even on a computer with your head stuck up your ass. And nobody can relate to these characters because nobody knows of anybody like that. Anybody that's so perfect like that, with no flaws at all, and can do everything. And it makes the character bland and boring. And it makes the film or comic bland and boring too. There's always been the saying, hasn't there? Men have always said, she thinks her shit don't stink. So they've always had an entitled attitude. It's just gone supernova now, that's all. Everybody has flaws. Everybody isn't perfect. Not everybody can do everything well. And that's called diversity. Why do you think all these femons are on Facebook, Twitter? They have all these pictures on there that are so fake it's unbelievable. Usually all pouting and smiling. They're creating a persona. The trouble is, none of it is true. But there must be some reasonably sensible femons around still. Because they're not buying the films or the comics. And if you believe the media, all femons are basically multimillionaires because they're on OnlyFans. Yes, even the oversized ones are still making millions of dollars. And hardly any of that is true, is it? The trouble is, when you go into a store to buy something, you can't just buy it with bullshit. You need money. And companies can go as woke as they like, but they can't fake it when they haven't got enough money to pay their staff. Unfortunately, reality will come knocking for them, one by one. And I guess it must be hard for femons to actually realize they're not actually goddesses. Virtual signaling will work in the short haul, not the long haul, because people will want to see proof, eventually. And it's unfortunate that a lot of femons, in fact most femons, can't prove it, because it's just a persona. And you can tell that some of these femons are talking on videos that they actually believe their own bullshit. When I was a young man, I only believed femons 30% of what they actually told me. But in today's world of the modern femon, almost 98% of what they say is bullshit. And if you can't believe what a person's telling you, how could you ever trust them? Wokeness has been around long enough for people to see it just doesn't goddamn work. Femons will never be able to go back to the comfortable place they were in when they were still moaning. I'm afraid men will not forgive and forget this time. Femons have lost their magic. Even if they are a 10. Which, by the way, I've never seen a 10. Have you? So anyway, if there's some young guys out there looking for a femon, first of all, you're crazy, but wait a little while. There's going to be a big sale on soon. You take it easy, fellas.